A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today I want to talk to you about the month of September, which is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And, you know, we can talk about it the month of September or we can talk about it every month here. But suicide prevention is important. So if you haven't done it already, some of the things I wanted to give you, some of the steps that you can take in order to find help for people. If you yourself are in crisis now, you can dial 988. You can call or text 988. And that is a suicide prevention, a crisis hotline, if you will, for people with mental health, suffering mental health emergencies, so that you don't have to call 911, where you might get people who are sympathetic, but others who don't have any training in how to deal with someone who's in a crisis, whether it's some type of mental health crisis. And if you are considering suicide, you are in a mental health crisis and you need to get help. And there are different ways or places to get help. One of which is, of course, a therapist. Another way is, of course, a psychologist, a psychiatrist. You can see them. And if you call that number, they will be able to help you. There are other organizations, mental health agencies that are local, state, and national and international, who can help you. If you just go on social media and do hashtag suicide prevention, suicide prevention awareness month, a host of resources will come up for you. But what I want you to know is we're living in a difficult time. It is difficult. It is quite precarious out there. And so it is hard every day to keep going when you are inundated with a lot of negative energy, a lot of negative information, and you're dealing with a lot of toxic, broken people who think it is normative to be that way. They don't even remember when they weren't toxic or abusive or broken. And they are in charge. So, you know, we talk a lot about people setting the tone of something when they're at the top, and then how it trickles down, or how you set the tone at the top is how other folks in your organization, corporation, country will behave or experience it. And so, yeah, our country's in a crisis. So it's no wonder that many of us are having mental health crises. But during the month of September, what I want you to do is to make sure you check on your strong friend. Whoever is me, look, let me tell my people, call me, check on me, because I'm the strong friend. And make sure that they are okay. If they're not okay, get them the help that they need. And I'm not saying leave it up to them. Here's another tip, right? You talk to somebody, they're in crisis, you hand them off to somebody else, and that's it. No, no, no. Go with them. Hold their hand. Stay on the phone. You know how y'all three-way in to gossip about people? Yeah, three-way in until they get what they need and you are on your way over there so that you can be with them if they're finishing a phone call or a session or what have you. Questions that you can ask. It's not only are you suicidal. Ask the question. Oh, that's the other thing. Ask the question. There is a myth that if you ask the question, you'll put it in someone's head. Well, guess what? Research and empirical data, data by observation, and other studies show that it doesn't matter if you ask the question or if you don't ask the question. Someone who is intent on self-harming themselves or unaliving themselves will do it. They're going to do it. So some of the signs, like if they start giving away their stuff, and there's no reason, they're not moving, you know, to another place. They're not purging or you know, downgrading, you know, like, oh, I've had this big house, I'm retiring, I want a smaller place. They just start giving away their stuff out of for no reason. That is a sign. One of my friends, before she unalived herself, she gave her mother and stepmother gifts for Mother's Day. It wasn't Mother's Day. It was the year before. Now, back then, because it was a long time ago, when we did not have this level of awareness, it didn't strike them as odd. You know, cause she always was giving them stuff. But she gave them specifically Mother's Day gifts. All right. Now we know better. So if someone is giving you like a Mother's Day gift or a Father's Day gift, like now or in October or November or December or January, that is a flag. That is a sign. So be careful about that. And again, you want to ask the question. You can ask it in a myriad of ways. Are you okay? Do you need help? Hey, listen, you know, I have free time today. I want to spend some time with you. Can I come over? Hey, let me take you out for a cup of coffee. When somebody doesn't sound like themselves, if they sound beside themselves, or if you just have a hunch, because, you know, sometimes you might be wrong, but you very well could be right. Follow it. All right. So 988, that is the number to call or text if you need resources or someone else needs resources. Reach out to people, particularly in September. You know, people suffer from seasonal changes, and sometimes that tips it off, right? There's just so many different things that can happen. But make sure you do that. Make sure you pay attention to what people are doing, how they are speaking. If they're speaking in the past tense, when you're in the present, all right? You know, things of that nature, flags, indicators. I need you to know that people are out here suffering, and there are different levels of it, and there are different ways that people deal with it. But one of the ways is to harm themselves in some way, shape, or form, or to unalive themselves. And the last thing I will give you on this is I watched a special once on suicide. And one of the thing, and the special was on people who had survived suicide attempts. And one of the things they all had in common is they changed their mind immediately. Before they jumped off that cliff, they changed their mind. Before they jumped over that balcony, they changed their mind. Before they took those pills, and before they could do anything about it because they were too far along, they had changed their mind. All the things. That was the one thing they all had in common. They changed their mind. So if you can hold on just for another day, just for another day, that may make all the difference. All right. So, keep an eye on folks. Make sure you share. Don't just look at it and be like, oh, this is a good little meme. No, no, no. Share your Instagram post. Share on social media. Do it just like you would your favorite celebrity, what they're wearing or if they're getting engaged. Act like it's that important. Pretend that's what it is. And share information about suicide prevention. Check in on your friends and help them if they need help. Help them find the help that they need. And don't just drop them. I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, she tried to commit suicide or unalive herself last year, but she's good now. You need to be checking in. And I know that's a burden, but if you can carry it, carry it. And that's it. So thank you for tuning in for another Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. I wish you a safe and happy day. And please, please, please stay informed, stay educated, and stay in touch with those who need it the most.
A Black Executive Perspective.